It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Parrott.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a trip to a recent parade.
Circus fans from across the country came to Baraboo recently for the 65th Big Top Parade, better known as the Great Circus Parade. Spectators witnessed historic wagons, a calliope pulled by miniature horses, and clowns riding in a convertible. WPR's Robert DeAndrea caught up with some of the circus fans along the parade route.
Well, my name is Tony Baldus. I'm looking at a four pair of horses pulling a calliope wagon in uniformed drivers. It's a fabulous piece of American history here in Baraboo. It's a wonderful thing. This is the first time I've actually seen a proper parade, just because the last one I saw, I was such a kid, all I saw was the south end of a bunch of North Pound facing people. And it wasn't much of a parade for me. This is excellent now. I love it.
Hi, my name is Regina Walrab, and I'm from Milwaukee, Oregon. And I came here to Baraboo for the Circus Fans Association. I feel like I left my world, and I'm just immersed in circus, which obviously, even just by what I'm wearing, my shirt with clowns all over it, I just love performing arts in general, but the circus, there's just something about it that gets me so excited, like the child in me comes out. So
they have the cutest stuff that's all
circus related.
Yeah, and they have like these little like statues that are elephants and yeah. Beautiful. It's just all just so random and cute.
I would imagine that it would be easy to be a clown here. I think you would just be automatically accepted.
So my name is Amy Crocker Corbin. I am here for the Circus Fans of America convention. I live in Texas now. I eventually actually ran away with the circus from 92 to 96. I worked with the elephants. So I worked with them. I was a clown. I got to hang out in Clown Alley, get my makeup done by them. And it was such an amazing experience as a kid.
My name is Reed Andrew. I'm here to watch my daughter primarily. She is playing trombone in the Baraboo High School Marching Band.
Andrew Halbach, and I'm here because I grew up in Baraboo. And in fact, I was in the first circus parade that ever happened in Milwaukee. And all the time in junior high and high school, I marched in the band that led that parade.
My name's Al Anderson. We are from a suburb west of Chicago. And my wife's family has some connection with the Ringling Circus from years back.
I'm Sandy Anderson. My grandfather was vice president of U.S. Tent and Awning, so he worked with the Ringlings from the 40s and 50s. And we came up to Baraboo every summer for the last 65 years because of the Ringling connection. And it's always been a second home to us. And the circus has always been special. We had a tent set up in our backyard as kids. And as a coincidence, my son-in-law's grandparents also were circus performers in Cuba. So our grandchildren have circus roots on both sides. So we just wanted to come and honor that today. Well, our favorite part is all the circus wagons. And we also kind of like the clowns and the performers, but the circus wagons really are special to us.
Circus feels like just such an agreeable way to put aside stuff that we're concerned about otherwise. You can just forget all that for a little while. Smile, laugh.
WPR's Robert DeAndrea brought us that story from the Big Top Parade in Baraboo. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is Wisconsin Today.